103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest running and most listened to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
And good afternoon, sports fans. Terrence Arney with you for another episode of Coach's Corner, broadcasting live from Ison's Family Pizza here in downtown Batesville on George Street. Folks, it is extremely good to be back with you after our holiday hiatus, a chance to catch back up with you and catch back up on the sports scene here throughout southeastern Indiana. As you know, during that holiday hiatus, you've got a lot of teams that participated in holiday tournaments and other tournaments. Of course, we had the Ripley County tournament most recently. Champions were crowned there. We're going to have an opportunity to speak with both championship head coaches about their time at the Ripley County tournament tonight. And we'll also kind of recap all of the holiday festivities that went on around basketball. And also, perhaps a unique perspective, as you know, Jim Williams joining us as our sports director here in most recent days. It was his first opportunity to witness and partake in that Ripley County tournament. So we'll get a chance to catch up with Jim and just get his perspective coming in and having an opportunity to see that firsthand. I think it'll be an interesting conversation there as well. But let's go ahead and get things kicked off and started, start this show off, and let's stay right here in Batesville to do just that. Joining us now on the program, head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Coach Aaron Garrett. Coach, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Terrence. Good to see you, and good to be with you after the holiday break.
Yes, I hope the holidays served you and yours extremely well, and a good prosperous new year on the way.
It was a short break with not much time off for the guys. Got a day or two there around Christmas, day or two around New Year's. But other than that, it was a busy Christmas slate for us.
Indeed it was, and it seemed to be a very fruitful Christmas break as well. Winner of six of your last seven. A strong showing in your holiday tournament. And then, of course, follow that up with the Ripley County tournament where you play and win. The championship there. Talk us through how these two tournaments played out for you.
Sure, it was once we got our building project done and added the auxiliary gym upstairs at the high school, in short order we started scheduling a Christmas holiday tournament, and quite frankly, Terrence, just selfishly so, it was two less bus rides a year.
Right.
And we brought in this year a really good field in terms of three other 4A schools. All the games were single digits in terms of margin, except the championship game, which ended up being 10. That just caused free throws at the end as Clemson North tried to get back in the game with Ron Colley. But we faced Clemson North in the morning game, and I was really disappointed with our performance in that morning game because we led most of the way and then gave it away at the end. It was very reminiscent of the Greensburg game where we had a lead, and then we started spitting up the basketball, mainly due to our decision-making, our lack of care, our lack of strength with the ball, not necessarily the pressure. And then Clemson North, we prepared for it coming in. They play a 1-2-2 three-quarter court press like we do. They go back into a zone. And the guys, when you do an abnormal schedule with it being a 10 a.m. game time start, we weren't nearly as sharp as we should have been. And I was on Cade Kaiser and Sam Johnson most of all, and we'll talk about this later in the review, but really hard on Cade. And Cade, since that game with Clemson North, has really responded with a stretch of three games at a high, high level. And then I thought Sam kind of, I'll use the term, disappeared a little bit in the fourth quarter against the Clemson North game. And Sam is recognizing pretty quickly the difference this year compared to last year, and definitely sophomore year, where if I'm scouting us, preparing for us, you get to defend everybody on the floor for us, but definitely at the top of the list, the top of the scouting report is Cade Kaiser and Sam Johnson.
Right.
And I thought Sam did a much better job responding, again, the three games since then. But a tight game, we end up losing by three. We executed a great side out of bounds with 1.7 seconds left. to get Sam a look, it was a little bit more of a pressure look than I thought live once I watched back on film, which makes Sam's attempt even more impressive. But Sam got a great look at the basket to tie it from three. It did not go in for us. So we had to turn around in very short time, and I purposely had Brian Helvey. We do a one-day Christmas tournament. Some teams are in a three-day tournament. A lot of teams are in a two-day tournament. I like to do the one-day tournament because it replicates what now would be semi-state.
Yes.
In terms of two games in a very short time period. So that game gets over about 11:30. We're tipping it off again at 4 p.m. Now in a semi-state situation where there'd be more time that day, but not much. So I didn't know that afternoon how our guys respond. So we typically only play six. We only played six in that Columbus North game for the most part. And guys are tired. They're having to turn around in a short time period. They've already extended a lot of energy and effort. I couldn't be more proud of how the guys responded in the Pennant Heights game. And going into the tournament, as we studied all three teams, prepped scouting reports for all three teams, arguably I thought Pennant Heights was playing the best. They brought in 6'7", 6'6", in terms of post threats. They brought in a shooter that had been playing really, really well, and their most recent win coming to our tournament was they knocked off 3A top-ranked Karen Catholic. So just really responded well, beat a good Pennant Heights team. So overall, splitting the day, it was important in getting 4A schools in there, and it doesn't matter the level, but typically when you bring in 4A schools, they just have more of everything because they have more population to choose from, so they got more depth, they got more length, they've got more skill set, etc. And all three teams that we brought in were, I felt, really well coached to and prepared. So I think that's important, too, because that's not always the case.
Yeah, and it really felt like, at least from where I sit, Coach, it felt like that tournament really prepared the team well for the challenges they would face in the Ripley County tournament. Particularly, you talk about the size of some of the bigs that you had to face in the holiday tournament that clearly served you well when it came to South Ripley.
Yeah, and I think on paper, most people agree as the tournament was drawn, that things worked out the way they should on paper, and you never can go by that, but they ended up shaking out that way. It would be us and South Ripley for the championship. And then South Ripley, obviously, which we'll talk about a little bit later, poses the problem of having Cole Henry, that's a really good player, 6'7", with a very diverse skill set, and then he has the Johnson kid to go with him that's at least 6'4", if not 6'5", and is a really good skilled player in his own right. So you have a two-headed monster in there that not only are they that high-low in the post, lingering in the basket, but they're their top, outside of Ward, their next two best three-point shooters at that size. So having to defend that against a Pennant Heights team definitely helped. And even I was pleased with the atmosphere. I knew the Bulldog faithful would show up, but the other three teams really traveled even better than I expected. So you even had that, the end of that Columbus North game, when the other two teams, their fan bases were arriving, there was atmosphere in the gym. So just very, very pleased with how our Christmas tournament turned out overall. Like you said, I could not have drawn it up any better, except for maybe I was playing Pennant Heights in the championship, and us winning a championship of our own tournament. But it definitely got us ready for the Ripley County tournament.
So you know, one of the things that's remarkable about the Ripley County tournament, not just the history of it, but one of the things that's remarkable is it is not a tournament that always goes chalk. And the ladies bracket found that out as South Ripley was able to secure a championship on the women's side of the bracket. And there was no doubt, Coach, that South Ripley as a school wanted the clean sweep. They had the momentum of seeing the women's team come away with a victory, and they wanted to get that clean sweep. How did you, knowing that, knowing how that had finished up, knowing how badly they wanted the clean sweep, how did you combat that in terms of getting the guys ready to go?
Yeah, and it's always because there have been state champion teams in the Ripley County tournament in the past that we were able to defeat. When Jackson Dell went to their state championship, South Ripley's had some really good teams. Milan has had some really good teams, and all those three schools have won it here in the recent past. So it was very important for our guys to defend our championship from last year and really challenge the guys to do so. And it starts even at our JV level. And before I forget, I want to congratulate Coach Girk and Coach Henderson, our JV guys, getting a really good win against a successful Jackson Dell JV team on Thursday night being down Carson Hartley, who the sick bug had gotten that's going around. So they were out without their point guard, very good player, very important piece. And together, collectively, they were able to defeat Jacksonville on Thursday night and then beat a Milan team that took us to overtime. We won by one in December at the JV level. And it was, I think it was four or five points at half. And they came out and beat them by the end of the game, that being 21 or 22 points at the end of the game.
Wow.
So just congratulations to that group, and success breeds success. Hopefully it's important for our program to do that. And then you get into the Ripley County, which, again, we talk about how brackets were drawn up with Jackson Dell in the first game. We beat them by 30 in our first game of the year, Coach Bowman, and then Jacksonville's had a good run here, especially coming to our tournament. They went to the Edinburgh tournament, got all the way to the championship game, the Edinburgh tournament, and played a really good game with, at that point, a one-loss Hauser team.
Mm-hmm.
And have been shooting the ball really well. As I studied their last six games coming to the tournament, the last five games, one game it was at 39% from three. The other five games were at well into the 40% as a team from three.
Wow.
So I know two different game plans. I know what kind of game plan I thought was our recipe for success, and I know I had a feeling what Coach Bowman was wanting to be able to try to do from a tempo standpoint. First half, I would say the Eagles were more in control of the tempo in terms of it. We were able to get up to a 5-point lead, 9-point lead, but it was covering about that 10 points and below, and I felt Jacksonville was able to do a good job of extending some possessions where we want as many possessions as possible. Second half, especially third quarter, we were able to get the momentum going, the tempo going more our way. And I'll highlight Cade Kaiser in terms of he had a really good game against Crown Heights. In the Jacksonville game, he had 20 points on just 14 attempts. He complemented that with 8 rebounds, couple blocks, couple steals. And then Sam Johnson, who I'll talk about Sam here as we get to the championship game as well, followed Cade with 16 points. And then Jack Ruckmeyer had 7, but he had 9 rebounds, 7 assists. And we've been really using Jack. And Jack has had some nice games scoring-wise, but he's been where I think he's becoming pretty elite is just how he facilitates our offense for mm-hmm. us mm-hmm. from the big position, the post position. We run a lot of things through him in terms of that post. And then it's just rebounding. He's relentless on the offensive glass, the defensive boards. So those three led us through against the Jacksonville team and really responded. We were able to get our sophomores meaningful minutes, some guys off the bench, some even more meaningful minutes. As we're gonna continue to develop what I'll say is a seventh man. Now that may not be the same person all the time. It may be divvied up between two or three guys. Those younger guys continue to get better and reveal what they can do for us. But as we got into Saturday night's game, there were some situations that developed in terms of foul trouble, injury issue. We're going to have to go deeper in your bench. And I'm very comfortable doing that. But that happens when you can get some of those minutes in games like we were able to against Jacksonville in terms of getting those guys on a varsity floor and getting them more and more comfortable as we play those tough games.
Well, it seems like there was clearly a maturation process for the team as a whole. And you spoke about certain individuals that also showed some maturity as they went throughout these two tournaments. Sam, in particular, comes to mind in the Columbus North game. Time winding down by three. You draw up a play that gets him a pretty decent look at a three. That one doesn't fall. But you go right back to him in a critical moment in the Ripley County game, heading into the halftime break. Same type situation. He gets an opportunity to have the ball in his hand with 1:07 left, a catch and shoot, and he drains it this time. Talk a little more about Sam and his maturation process throughout the holidays.
Yeah, great question. I'm going to pair Sam with Cade because we've been pushing both those two guys really mm-hmm. hard because they have the responsibility of being the top of that scouting report for us. So they're two really important players for us. And Cade getting his skill set up to speed, which is starting to really reveal itself with some of the dribble moves and takes he had to the basket in the championship game against South Ripley. And then Sam, we talked earlier about him kind of disappearing in that fourth quarter of Columbus North. He's worked really, really hard and does a great job at not only does he hit three, he hits three big bombs in the South Ripley game, but just in both games over the Ripley County, he can score at all three levels. He's just not the guy that stands out there at the 3-point line. He can absolutely hit that shot. He can go all the way to the rim on the bounce. He's got a nice pull up. So as he lifts his chin and guys go flying by, he's got a one dribble pull up where if you look at analytics, that's the shot you're not supposed to take, but that young man can hit it. So I'm more than fine with him taking that shot in terms of the defenses fly by. And we've even ran some post action he had in the championship game at possession where kind of just probed the paint. It wasn't a straight post up to him, but he kind of driven, relaxed, didn't force anything, and just kind of kept the guy on his hip, on his back. And then there no help came. And then when Sam got him ISO'd one-on-one, he did his little strong turnaround jumper, which he's worked on. And all this comes because of his diligence and work in the weight room. Cade, the same thing. Very, very nice athlete, but he doesn't rely on that at all. He works hard in that weight room. So as we go into that championship game, it is it's quite the game, Terrence, in terms of a quick backstory, because you spoke of the just the fan base that South Ripley has. I was fortunate enough to have my very, very first job as a coach of a team of my own was at South Ripley. It was an eighth grade team. Okay. It's pretty cool how things come full circle. There's a sophomore on South Ripley's team that hit a bucket against us, and the Sipples boy, who's a sophomore, I coached his dad, Jake, years ago on that eighth grade team. Really good team. And South Ripley loves their basketball. Even when we were in an eighth grade tournament that year, the championship game at the end of the year was over at Batesville. We took two fan buses as a middle school team. Friday night when their girls were able to win the championship, they were having a pep session back at their gym at 10 p.m. And they more than brought people to the game on Saturday. That north side of our gymnasium was almost all South Ripley people. So it was a great environment. They're passionate about it. And their team responded because they come out and just smack us in the face. We're down 8-0. And I've got to call an early timeout, which I don't like to do. And I was as animated with this group as I've been because we were not playing with the typical energy and effort that I like us to play with. Right. And I'll give all credit to the guys because we come back out. South Ripley scores again. Jack earns a trip to the free throw line, but we're down 10-1. From that point on, with 3 minutes left in the first quarter to halftime, we go on a 28-7 run to go up up 12 at halftime, I think. And that happens with that play you talked about with Sam. And not only because it wasn't Jack had went out with a shoulder issue. We had Maple and Trent Lewis in foul trouble. So Caden Drake comes in, gives us some positive minutes. Freshman James Hughes comes in. And that probably caught some people's attention. But I'm not James has proven himself in JV games. He proves himself in practice. So I've got confidence in putting James in there. And before we get to that play with Sam, we're battling all those issues. Those guys collectively, with some inexperience on the floor, we have a minute and a half possession. Near the end of that possession, the ball goes out on the baseline. We're rewarded with possession. There's 1.7 on the clock. I sub Trent Lewis back in for some offensive firepower, taking out Caden Drake, and Jack's already out. So Sam recognizes this. Before I even have to tell him, he goes to ball side block, anchors the play, gets a great pass in from Gus, pivots. He's not rushed, and he delivers, quite frankly, a turnaround three that's just a huge momentum factor going into halftime. Mm-hmm. And then we come out, and our largest lead, we get up 17. So up 12 and a half, got up 17 there in the third. But then Blaine Ward hits a shot. Into the first quarter, Cade makes a great drive, finds Braden Maple at the basket for a layup. Into the second quarter, into the half, Sam Johnson gets that three. Into the third, we have possession again. Under 30 seconds, we're going to hold that thing and control our destiny. Cade drives, makes the right play in terms of a pull-up against their height. Misses it, comes up short, but even still finds the ball. Ward gets the rebound, and from the spike line, so roughly 75 feet away from the basket, over Cade Kaiser with two hands up, throws it the length of the floor, banks it in. So tremendous shot. And all of a sudden, that whole north side of the gymnasium is standing up because that's now momentum has shifted.
Yeah.
In that fourth quarter, pretty proud of my guys because ultimately we do make some championship plays. But South Ripley gets within three, and they've got all kinds of firepower, right? The Henry kid had a very, very nice fourth quarter. We hold Blaine scoreless until he drills that three near the end of the third. He gets two more deep threes in the fourth. So it gets within three. And I'll highlight Trent Lewis. Trent probably took, not probably, he did, which I'll teach him about in film, takes an ill-advised three considering score, momentum, time on the clock. But he bounces back from it. He gets fouled as we run some of our late game full court press entry. And Trenton is one of our targets. We get it into him. He gets fouled, handles the ball well, gets fouled, drills two free throws. Cade Kaiser steps to the line to drill two free throws. Jack missed his very first free throw attempt of the game. From that point on, we go 13 of 13 from the free throw line. And that's quite frankly how you win championships.
Yes.
So I credit the guys. They could have, we're getting, like you said, we're showing maturation. We're getting better. And they could have folded like we did against Greensburg, like we did against Columbus North, because we had some of those same type of those turnovers where we're getting it under 10 finally, but still the ones we do have are typically critical and self-induced. That's still happening. We'll still keep correcting it, showing it on film. But then another kid that I thought had an influence on this tournament, and before I forget, Cade Kaiser was named the MVP of the tournament, which is well-deserved. I think the committee gets our guys right every year they name one, but Cade's definitely deserving of the MVP honor. He's had family playing this tournament. He knows the history of Batesville basketball, so very happy for Cade. He was joined on there by Sam Johnson, Jack Runkmeyer, three very, very important pieces, and three kids that absolutely earned and deserved. They're all Ripley County tournament team honors. And then I thought Braden Maple. He's our spark plug. He infuses energy. His role, he's probably the most diverse in terms of, is he a four, is he playing the guard level for our defensive end? But even in this game, we switched defenses up both games. But in this game, we switched defenses up. We typically signed him to Ward. So now you have this sophomore getting the most important perimeter assignment in terms of personnel, and really did a nice job, and just happy with, again, we talked about maturation. The two sophomores we spoke up continue to get better, and you can see it in real time, the game. It's not doing it very quickly, but it is starting to slow down for them in terms of handling tough situations. So very, very proud of those two.
Well, definitely happening at the right time, in that now that this tournament season, mid-season tournaments are over, you go through a very tough three-game stretch in the EIAC, starting with Greensburg on Thursday. We'll be hosting them Thursday night. Of course, we'll be there with you. Greensburg stole the first meeting earlier in the season. There's no doubt. The Dogs will want to get that one back here at home.
Yeah, and I really challenged our guys just from a historical standpoint with the 100th running of the Ripley County Tournament. I really wanted our program to win that. And I challenged the guys with that. I think it was an important win for our team to get, our program to get. Because coaching this long, you kind of know how things are going to go. We go to South Ripley before Christmas. We beat them by 20. And they've got a good basketball team with an elite player. They were going to bring quite a challenge to us in the Ripley County Tournament, which they did. The boys accomplished that mission. And then, quite frankly, Terrence, the way the Greensburg-Batesville matchup has went the last few years, it's time for our program to get that win.
Yes.
We need to flip that script. It's one of our goals is the IEC championship. We go a long way towards our destiny if we're able to take control of things and take care of business on Thursday night. So that's going to be what we focus on as we get ready this week, and it's going to be a big, big game. Again, like you said, on Thursday, not Friday or Saturday this week. It is a Thursday night game at Batesville, and it's going to be Greensburg's playing well. They played well in the Richmond tournament, beat Blunton South, had some other good wins, so they're playing well. It'll be a classic Greensburg-Batesville matchup, and we need to come out on top of that one.
Yeah, 100%, Coach. Listen, thanks so much for your time. Glad to be able to catch back up with you, and look forward to this EIAC tour starting Thursday night at home against Greensburg. That's Aaron Garrett, head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs. We've got more Coach's Corner coming up right after this. Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Ison's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues here, live from Ison's Family Pizza. In fact, we want to thank our title sponsor, Cecil, and all the good folks over here at Ison's for everything that they do in supporting this program and high school athletics throughout, as well as Gehring's Fleetwood Chevrolet, SCI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, and Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Just finished speaking with head coach Aaron Garrett. Bulldogs able to secure back-to-back Ripley County championships there. As you could hear in Coach's voice, was excited about winning the 100th county tournament. Coach Garrett, if nothing else, a historian of the sport here in Southeast Indiana. And again, you could tell that that was important to him. Let's keep things right here in Batesville. Have an opportunity now to speak with the women's head coach, Coach Mitchell Taylor. Coach, welcome to the program.
Hey, as always, a pleasure to be here.
So, Coach, you guys had an opportunity since you and I last spoke. You run your record to 11-8, 3-1 in the conference, and I definitely want to come back to that conference conversation here in a second. But winner of five of your last seven games, and those two losses were tournament play losses. You guys participated in the Scottsburg tournament, and then of course participated well, had an opportunity to defend your title in the Ripley County tournament. So let's start with the Scottsburg tournament a little bit. Kind of talk us through how that went for you and your ladies.
Yeah, so it was a two-day tournament, and you know, the first day we played a Scottsburg team that is just loaded offensively. They got shooters all over the place, and they really spread us out on defense. We played with them early. We had a pretty good start offensively, and we scored something like 16 or 17 points in the first quarter. And then we had kind of a lull in the middle of the game, and Scottsburg kind of got it going a little bit. They had two players that were both 15-plus points for the game. But we got down 19 points in the third quarter, and we actually made a run in the fourth. We just kind of turned it on and forced a lot of turnovers that led to easy baskets. Our freshman, Kaylin Kathman, hit some really big shots in that fourth quarter. I think she hit two or three threes that kind of helped close the gap, and then we actually ended up cutting it to 2 points before the end of the game, but it was just a little too little too late.
Right.
And our games on the second day were two of our best showings of the year. We had a bad start in our first game against Kokomo. We got down double digits early in the game, but we slowly clawed our way back into it and found a way to win in overtime against the Kokomo team that they had some injuries that they were dealing with, but I mean, they pressured the ball all over the place. Right. They have some really quick, strong guards who are good ball handlers and could really, they really tested you as far as how well you could handle that pressure. And they had a senior who was a 1,000-point scorer for them, who was just really good in the paint, great rebounder, great rim protector. So it was a good win for us. And then that second game against Charlestown on that second day was just one of our best performances from beginning to end. We got off to a 9-0 lead, and we just kind of maintained that lead throughout the game, played really good defense.
You know, I've had an opportunity to talk to other coaches about the importance of these in-season tournaments, particularly the tournaments where you do play two games in one day. That will most closely mirror what you can find. If you make a deep run in the postseason,
right,
you're going to have to do that. How do you feel like the team responded to that, those two games in one day?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were kind of disappointed with not putting a complete effort in the day one.
Right.
And they really wanted to put their best basketball on the floor in day two. And it showed. I mean, it definitely felt like our girls were locked in that last game against Charlestown. And it really just kind of I mean, the way the game ended up, like, we really proved how we can play defense when we're locked in and focused for 32 minutes. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's really beneficial. I mean, you know, regionals moving to one game, it's a little, you got to make a little deeper of a run to really have that same experience. But, you know, playing a Friday night into a Saturday night sectional is very similar to having to play a morning to night game, you know, in a tournament like that. So it's always a good experience to play in ones like that.
Sure, sure. You know, it looks like, too, we'll get to the Ripley County of it all here in just a second, but you know, it looks like too, as you've pushed this record to 11-8, and a lot of that was some of those games are, of course, for tournament games. Mm-hmm. You know, when you and I were last spoke, it was almost like you were kind of teeter tottering. You know, you'd win a couple, lose one, win a, you know, and it was always just barely above a 500 ball. Just looking at it on paper, I would say that the team is starting to mature and starting to round into to form. But you tell me, when you look back over your holiday break, you had the two big tournaments. How has the team or individuals, how has the team or is there a particular individual that you've noticed has really kind of matured through, you know, this past month of basketball?
Yeah. I think Maddie Haskamp has really stepped up in a big way. I think she kind of has gotten used to the pace of varsity basketball.
Right.
But she also brings something to the table on the defensive end that not a lot of our athletes can. We play a 1-2-2 half-court trap zone, and she's probably the best at running the top of her zone as far as being quick enough to guard on the perimeter, but also long enough to get deflections out there. And I think she's really proven herself in our rotation. Right. And you know, there's even times offensively, I think she has one of the smoothest shots on our team.
Yeah.
Now, still a little inconsistent at times, but she's working on it and getting better. You know, she's had some games where when she plays well, it really boosts our team on both ends of the floor.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's get into the Ripley County tournament. You know, as you and I were speaking about it off air, you know, this is not a tournament. I think I had the same conversation. Coach Garrett said the same thing, too. This is not a tournament that you can just bank on going chalk. You can look at these teams on paper and say to yourself, oh, well, this team will win, that team will win, there's your championship. You know, you can do that if you want to at your own peril. But any one of the teams that participate in this tournament can get hot at the right time. Any one of these teams has the ability to hoist up that trophy when it's all said and done. And I think that makes it you know, a really special tournament for that, the competitive nature of it in and of itself. How do you see it in terms of the competition level in this Ripley County tournament?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some good coaches in this area, too, that really make it interesting every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are always scouted well, and it's usually everyone's playing each other for the second time.
Right.
So, you know, there's always a game within a game going on there.
Sure.
Which I think kind of creates that true competitiveness, because I mean, you look at our game Tuesday where we kind of knew what Jacksonville had to do to beat us, and we knew what we had to do to beat them, and we shot better and executed a little bit better than they did on that day.
And we're talking about a team that's coming off of a semi-state run that has every intention of getting back to that level. So, you know, again, a team that can get hot at any moment, any time, and clearly has the ability to hoist up a trophy.
Right, yeah. And I think, you know, like Friday night against South Ripley, it was the same thing. We knew what we had to do to win, and they went out there and executed better than we did.
Yeah.
And, you know, kudos to them for performing. And I thought Reese Obendorf did a great job of handling ball pressure all game and finding ways to get to the free throw line for a team.
Yeah, so despite the loss to South Ripley, Batesville still had three of your young ladies making it to the all-tournament team.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about Sophie, Lydia, and Allie.
Yeah, so Sophie, you know, she does a lot of things that don't always get seen on the stat sheet. Mm-hmm. She's got great vision, and excuse me. She does a lot of things defensively with her length.
Right.
She's actually a really good rim protector, one of our best rim protectors, and she really sees things well on the help side.
Yeah.
So she's usually in great help position to help when people get beat off the dribble, keep the ball at the lane, and just kind of bring a calmness and a sense of experience to our mm-hmm. team that, you know, I think can get overlooked at times when it's not filling stat sheets.
Right.
So she did exactly that for us, and I think she came out Friday ready to play. She had some big shots in the second half that kept us in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Allie Peters had a great tournament. I mean, both nights she did exactly what we needed her to do. You know, she finished inside. She rebounded. She found ways to get to the free throw line. I mean, we didn't do enough on that Friday night, but yeah. I thought she was a bright spot in that she found ways to finish and amongst the trees in their 2-3 zone.
Yeah.
And Lydia had a great. I mean, she had one of her best games of the year against Jacksonville on both ends of the floor, not just offensively. So it was great to see her get that honor. And she was in a similar position as Allie. She didn't get as many opportunities on the Friday night.
Yeah.
But, I mean, she was in there in that 2-3 zone working to get position. And she had some big shots in the second quarter that kind of kept our lead going into the half. So they're all deserving.
Yes.
They all have a lot of varsity experience. And those three are really close. So, and the way they play with each other on the floor, it shows at times.
Yeah. So, no rest for the wicked. You've got a stretch of EIAC games coming up here. As I mentioned at the top, 3-1 in the conference, just that long loss to Greensburg, the only team in the conference that you're really looking up to with an opportunity to catch them. They're the third team you'll play in this three-game stretch of South Dearborn, Rushville, Greensburg. Coming out of that holiday and tournament play, how do you get the girls ready for this grinder that you got coming up here?
Yeah, you know, that was kind of the first discussion we had, you know, once things kind of settled in after our loss Friday, that we've got a lot of basketball left to play.
Yeah.
And we have some goals and aspirations in our conference and our sectional going forward. And, you know, kind of like I said about the Ripley County teams, you know, moving forward, we're going to play each of our conference teams, and then we're going to see some teams again in sectional. So we need to just take it one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing everything we can to have our best performance on a nightly basis.
Right.
So, you know, looking back at Friday, today we had a long film session. We talked about things we have to correct, things that are under our control that we have to be better at. Had we been better at, you know, we might have had a different outcome Friday. But we just really emphasize, you know, we don't want to have that same feeling come these conference games and section. We want to put our best performance out there every night. So that's really how we're trying to approach it. And we got South Dearborn on Friday, and that's really what we're looking forward to.
Let me ask you this, Coach. You know, the EIAC, one of the few conferences where the sectional literally mirrors the conference.
Yeah.
Is that an advantage, disadvantage?
I don't know if I'd say either way, but it definitely makes it interesting going into games the second time, especially as a coach, because, you know, the girls feel each other out. They know who the best players are on the other team. They know what the role players can do for each other. But I think the coaches are always kind of thinking of that second or third thing to have up your sleeve if you get in a certain situation that you could use that might be the difference in the game. So I think being prepared is, like, ultra important in these games, especially playing them for the second time. So it's always interesting. I mean, you know, looking at our conference this year, I know Greensburg has a leg up on everybody right now because they haven't lost in conference yet, but I really do think it could go anyway.
Oh, of course.
I mean, you catch somebody on the wrong night and they could beat you. So, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how things fold out after the draw. And I think our girls are really excited to just go out there and see what they can do.
No doubt about it. In action on Friday, hosting the South Dearborn Lady Knights. You could catch them at home at 7:30 for that one. And, of course, we'll have it right here on 103.9 FM or the new WRBI app. Coach, thanks for spending some time with us here after the holidays. And I look forward to seeing you guys get back in action here this week.
Yeah, thank you. Always a pleasure to be on here.
And that was Coach Mitchell Taylor of the Lady Bulldogs. We've got more Coach's Corner coming up here in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
We are here for you.
At George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, free delivery and caring for their customers' needs has been their way of business for over 30 years. It's not something new and will always be what George's family values, you and your family. It's easy to switch. Go to georgespharmacy.com and request your transfer or call any of their 10 George's locations.
We are here for you.
Free delivery before, now, and always. George's Pharmacy and Medical Equipment.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
You're tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Ison's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
Coach's Corner continues here. Live from Ison's Family Pizza. I want to thank, of course, our title sponsor, Ison's. Cecil and his crew doing everything they can to be as hospitable and welcoming as possible. We really appreciate that. But also a special thanks to Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. Lady Dogs will be in action again this week. I believe it's Friday night. They'll be hosting the Lady Knights of South Dearborn, an opportunity to get another conference win as they continue their pursuit for a conference championship. And speaking of championships, joining the program is a newly lamented champion of the girls South, excuse me, the girls Ripley County tournament, head coach Matt McNew. Coach, welcome to the program.
Happy New Year, Terrence. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate that. Same to you and yours. And Coach, when we sat down at this very table during the preview show, I could feel an energy, if you would, a presence from you that night, that you were more than confident that when it was all said and done, you guys had a better than a puncher's chance to walk away with that title, and you did just that.
I don't know if I'd be overconfident or have that confidence when you play in that tournament. It's anybody's game.
Yeah.
I think when we talked, you know, you asked what we'd have to do to hoist that trophy, and you know, you got to play eight really good quarters to win that tournament, you know. So, confident, I don't know. I'm always confident in my girls to do what, you know, needs to be done. But to come out as winners, it's tough in that tournament. The other three teams that were in the tournament all played great. They were good games, good show for the fans. So, kudos to all three of those teams.
Well, in terms of good show, too, you guys traveled extremely well. In both the ladies and in the men's game. I mean, that gym was just about as many Batesville and whatnot. I mean, South Ripley traveled really, really well. This was an important tournament to the community, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We I even made mention of that. So, you know, I want to know, let our fans know that we do appreciate them. And that's probably the biggest crowd we've had as a girls game, and they were loud.
Yeah.
And then I turned around with my son playing, go to the boys game, and that whole side's packed full of, you know, so it was a great tournament, great atmosphere in both boys and girls.
So let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, but I definitely wanted to have the opportunity to congratulate you and your squad on on winning the Ripley County tournament. You guys are 11-5 on the season, still undefeated in conference play. And you seem to just be checking boxes in terms of the things you want to get done this year. There's no doubt that Ripley County was on top of the list of things that you wanted to do. Still alive to win the conference. Things are going well for the Lady Raiders.
Oh, yeah. You know, when we start the season, there are certain things that we want to do and accomplish. We had the Christmas tournament. We didn't end up winning it, but we had a good showing in it. But that was one box that didn't get checked.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is the Ripley County tourney. We can mark that one off. And then, of course, now we play for the conference. We've won three, and we've got three big games left.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can, you know, hold off and win those three games, and then, you know, we can check one more box off before we're ready to hit the state tournament.
Right. You know, we talked early, too, in the season, just in terms of how the season started off. You know, you opened up with a loss, but then – got some momentum, started going, and then you had that rough patch in the middle with a loss between Jacksonville, Lawrenceburg, and Batesville. But since then, and that last loss was mid-November, but since then, it seems like you guys have just really been on a tear. I'll ask it this way. What individuals, what student-athletes have really embodied the things that you want to get done as a coach that allowed you guys to go on this run here after that loss?
Well, I'm a big preacher in the team, so
yeah.
It's hard to individually pick kids out for stuff like that because I feel the whole team, as the year goes along, improves, or I'm not doing my job.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, right offhand, you think of when you're playing a freshman,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of learning. And Claire Samples, when we started this season, was not going to be, you know, she was coming off the bench. She was going to be that type of player.
Sure.
Until she got, you know, ready for the varsity level full time. Well, injuries hit.
Yeah.
She's forced into that position. Her and I have had many conversations, and she's pretty sick of me saying, you're playing like a freshman, you know. But I'll tell you what, she has improved and was huge in the tournament for us. And, you know, so there's one that has really grown in a short period of time. But my seniors have done a great job of leading.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it may be you look throughout those games, somebody different was our leading scorer probably
right.
in each one of those.
Right.
Somebody was our leading rebounder that was different. You know, each one of them steps up and does whatever job they need done mm-hmm. to try to win those games. Now, don't discount those three losses. Those are three good teams
yes.
In a row.
Yeah.
You know, so
it was a tough stretch of the schedule.
That's
yes.
a hard stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as a coach, do I feel like we should win, you know, win all three of those? Absolutely.
Sure.
We should be undefeated, right?
Right.
You know? So, but all the girls in, you know, but Claire's one that really stands out because she is a freshman.
Mm. Now, not to continue to single out individuals, but you had some individuals that made the all-tourney team
yes.
as well. Talk about the individuals that made the team.
Yeah, and like
as well as an MVP, if I'm not
mistaken.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. There is one on there. Yeah, 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 there was. And like the other two coaches have just talked about, I think they did a great job of picking
mm-hmm.
who your top players are and putting them on that all-tournament team. We'll start off with Claire Samples. She was one of them.
But with a last name like Samples,
are you
really?
I think it's just guaranteed, isn't
yeah,
it?
I'm trying to tell you.
They just write that one down before the tournament starts.
South Ripley Samples. Yeah,
yeah, that's kind of how it works. No, but she stepped up, like I said, in that final game against Batesville. She hit two monster threes
yes.
that changed the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it changed how Mitch wanted to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
It changed a lot of things because she hit those two corner threes. But she does so many other things well. She handles the ball when she has to. She gives us the ability to give Reese a break because
right.
Reese Obendorf bounces off of people like crazy. She's beat up. She's knocked mm-hmm. around the whole time, you know.
Yeah.
So Claire, you know, she hit those shots, but she also was our second leading scorer in that final game.
Right.
As a freshman in her first tournament. You know, that's huge.
That says a lot, yes.
Yeah. Next was Lexi Franklin, who's our small big girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's nothing, you know, she's not 6'6", she's not 6'7", she's not even 6 foot.
Right.
But she plays great in the post. And, you know, she's consistent.
Yeah.
And when you're like that for two games, we can count on that. And so I, you know, I think she deserved it just as much as everybody else. And then she grabs an offensive rebound at the end of a game off of a missed free throw by us, mm-hmm. and gets fouled and then hits the free throws that keeps that lead for us. You know, I mean, you can do a lot of things throughout that game, but certain things stick out, and that's, you know, that's one of them.
Sure.
You know, that
sure.
that made a big difference. And then, of course, our MVP was Reese Obendorf. She ended up with 18 points in that final game, and just runs the team.
Right.
The ball was in her hands the entire time. She keeps the team somewhat relaxed because she's the one handling the ball and no one else that really has to do it.
Right.
And she does. She got to the foul line. She struggled earlier from the free throw line. But, again, in the fourth quarter when we needed it, I think she hit five in a row, six right. in a row, something like that, to help shut that, you know, that game down. And she just does everything that we need as a senior. And, you know. So she was the MVP, and I think I said it on halftime of the boys game when they talked to me. I, you know, regardless of winning or losing, to me she's the MVP of the sure. tournament anyway.
Right.
I know it doesn't work that way, but to me that's how I felt about it. But you know, and there was other girls on my group that, when you're a coach that harps on defense,
yes,
and then you have a kid that plays 100% hard as she can on the defensive end and causes a lot of problems for
right.
the other team,
right.
and then doesn't get any appreciation
sure.
for it, you know.
Sure.
So Lydia Cornett is our energizer bunny on the defensive end and causes all kinds of grief.
Right.
And to me, you know, if we're going to put another one in there, she would have been the next one. She
no
just
doubt.
Does so much for our team, and you will rarely see her come off the court. So
good deal. Now, I know you hate this, but I got to.
Yeah.
So let's look away from your student athletes and from the team for a second, and I just want to talk to you. It's your second win mm-hmm. of this tournament. How big of a win is that to you personally? Just the satisfaction of knowing you've stared your peers in the eyes and you've hoisted that trophy twice yourself.
Yeah, it's huge. It really is. Like Mitch said, there's some great coaches in this tournament.
Yes.
There's a lot of wins between coaches in this tournament.
that's true, too. Yeah.
You know, so you look at who you're playing against and coaching against. I rarely take any credit for anything.
Right.
I mean, it's the girls. They're the ones doing it on the floor.
Sure.
You know, but when you can beat some of these coaches,
yeah.
it does feel good, you know. And so to have a tournament win 2 years out of the last three and do it this year.
Right.
Because I've had more talented teams
mm-hmm.
and felt better about going into that tournament than
right.
I did this year. But this group of girls just played their hearts out. To win it. They didn't want to lose, and they showed it. So you can ask them. I'm a big softy. Maybe had a couple tears in my eyes when the game was over. But no, they, you know, it is special.
Sure.
You know, I grew up here. I played in that tournament.
Yeah.
So that makes it even more special when you can win it.
Yeah.
So.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, Coach, good luck as you get those. You've got those, as you mentioned, those big three conference games coming up. Good luck there. Hopefully you guys finish up strong. We'll be keeping an eye on you. Of course, the sectional draw right around the corner
yeah.
as well. And I'm expecting big things, South Ripley, as you guys go into the postseason. Coach, thanks for your time. And again, congratulations yeah. on the win.
Thank you very much, Darren.
That was head coach Matt McNew of the Lady Raiders down at South Ripley. We've got more Coach's Corner in just a bit. Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehring's to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehring's and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Wondering if you should go to immediate care or the emergency department? Injuries and illnesses happen and you need to be seen today. But where should you go? The emergency department is intended for critical care and medical emergencies. Immediate care is intended for non-life-threatening illnesses and minor injuries. Unsure of which department can give you the care you need? Call 812-662-6450 to ask questions. Decatur County Memorial Hospital. The quality care you want close by.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Ison's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner rolls on. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Ison's Family Pizza, along with Gehring's Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy in Batesville, Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Just finished up talking with head coach of the Lady Raiders down at South Ripley, Matt McNew, and you could really tell, and it's good, you know, I really like to talk to these coaches in this area, especially when I can get past the coach speak and get, you know, Matt gave it to us straight. He didn't give us the coach speech. Well, you know, it's all about the ladies and the girls and what they do. No, he was honest with us. And you could tell that tournament and that win meant a lot to him, and I appreciate him sharing those sentiments with us. As promised, joining us now on the program, I often call him the professional, Jim Williams, sports director at WRBI, been with us here pushing a month now, Jim, yeah?
Yeah, close to a month. Okay. Hard to believe already.
Good deal. So, Jim, you know, you come to us from the great Northwest there out in the Colorado area. And, of course, basketball's played all over this great country. But this was your first opportunity to partake and see and be a part of this Ripley County tournament. Just first off, what was your impressions of this tournament, the way it's done, the people and the spirit and everything that goes into it?
Well, you know, overall, Terrence, the Indiana thing, mm-hmm. it was added to by the Ripley County thing.
Yeah.
And it's just layers upon layers. Because remember, I was calling three schools.
Sure.
Out on a little, 40-mile corridor highway out west in Aspen and Basalt, Colorado, and Carbondale, mm-hmm. Which are all near but smaller than Glenwood Springs.
Sure.
And it was just me,
right?
No analysts.
Right.
Just we're out there getting the word to the parents and the grandparents and all, and a lot of them are in the gym, but a lot were not.
Right.
And what I could tell here is that a lot of folks were in the gym.
Yes.
I believe didn't get to talk to any of them that confirmed it for sure, but I believe WRBIRadio.com and the WRBI app were being heavily listened to in the stands.
Yeah.
Which sounds 100 times better than your transistor radio did 60 years ago.
You know? Right.
And, you know, the excitement of these games was just off the charts.
Yeah.
You know, and we had some great close games. But, you know, as you've highlighted tonight, some of the individual performances led to great, I think, team coming together performances.
Yes. Yeah.
We talked to Coach Mitchell Taylor. I mentioned after you chatted with him here on the air, the big girls inside around 6 feet in Lydia Haskamp and Allie Peters came out from under the hoop and were doing a lot more actively on defense. And I think that shook their opponents a little bit in each of Batesville's games.
And I think, and some of these coaches alluded to it too, you know, I think there was play. I heard it many times tonight. Best game they've played this year.
Yes.
Best quarter of basketball I've seen from them this year. And I think these coaches will be able to reach back, hearken back to this tournament when it gets to sectional time.
Well, right. And everybody's going to remember South Ripley, I think, on both the boys' and girls' sides. But certainly with these young women, Coach McNeil was just talking about, Reese Obendorf is, and he agrees with me, a real quarterback on that ball club.
Yeah. I
mean, she is running things. Do not doubt her at all, because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And her teammates respond to it, which is terrific. Yeah, each of these clubs, I think, when they have someone take the charge, the others can come to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, to me, the example of teamwork. It's not maybe everybody doing an equal thing, but if somebody steps up, the rest of the crowd can go, oh, yeah, let's do that.
All right.
And it works.
Yeah. You know, and even some of the games that you and I took part in, some of the games that you've looked at prior to the tourney.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kind of leading up to the tourney, you could almost kind of see a swell. You know, you and I called a Batesville-Franklin County game, for example. Absolutely. And you could kind of see how these teams almost felt like they were literally gearing up for this tournament. And it kind of a crescendo when you got there in terms of the level of play.
No question. And yeah, that was only a month ago. Wow, it was only a month ago.
Right. Right.
The whole stay seems longer than it's really been. but yeah, absolutely. And the summit that we saw these young people getting to this last week at both Jacksonville's vintage gym where I was with the girls, and at you know, the newer facility at Batesville High, which I'm sure was incredibly loud.
Yes.
As it always is.
Yeah, the place was packed.
It's something special, and it's my first dose of the Indiana thing that you always hear about. That Indiana is legendary for exactly what we saw in these tournaments this last weekend, and I, for one, was not disappointed as the new boy. So I really appreciate everybody jumping into it and making it so easy for us to bring along to the folks who couldn't be there and or the folks in the stands.
Yeah. Stay with us, Jim. We'll take a quick break. Come back. Tie a bow on this. Thanks so much for stepping over. We've got more Coach's Corner here in just a sec. Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street, downtown Batesville.
Is a baby in your future? At Margaret Mary Health, they know that having a baby can be one of the most exciting, yet also nervous, times of your life. That's why Margaret Mary Health offers expectant parents free prenatal classes and breastfeeding support. There's nothing more special than bringing a new life into this world. Let Margaret Mary Health help make it as perfect as possible. To learn more, visit Margaret Mary Health online at mmhealth.org. That's mmhealth.org.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Eisen's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
We want to thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Coach's Corner. Thank our sponsors as well. Our title sponsor, Eisen's Gehrings, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. Terrence Arney here with you, joined as well by Jim Williams as we kind of just reminisce over the weekend that was of some great basketball.
It was so great.
You know, one of the things, Jim, you talk about that great atmosphere you had out at the Jackson Dale gym.
Oh, yeah, the vintage floor, and, you know, the new school being built around it. Yeah, it was cool.
Well, they took that crowd that you had there on Friday night, and I'm telling you, they just plucked them out of Jackson Dale, out of Osgood, and then dropped them in the gym
right to Batesville
on Saturday. It was a full gymnasium that night as well, to your point that people are traveling to these games. They're not sitting at home. They're coming out to the gym, and that was really on display. And that added to that atmosphere.
Absolutely. It was just incredible. And, you know, the whole Hall of Fame presentation that Rob Moorhead put together that we played on the radio at the same time as doing it live in the gym. Those new Hall of Famers, congratulations to them for going in. And gee, we were working with Brian Samples, who's a Hall of Famer himself.
Right.
It's like, I can't be around much bigger people.
Well, again, once you say South Ripley and you say the last name Samples, you're just thinking greatness on the basketball.
Multi-generational, court. Yes,
indeed. No doubt. You know, something else, too. And Aaron Garrett brought it out and said, you know, even so after on Friday night, just to give you some idea just how big, right? After Friday night, after the girls won that championship, they go back to Osgood and they're having a pep rally in the gym for them that night at 10 p.m. After the game back in Osgood, just to let, not Osgood, rather, down in Versailles, excuse me, but just to let those young ladies know how the community is putting this on, just to let them know, those young ladies know how much they appreciated their fight, their effort, and how proud they were of their accomplishment.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, if the teams out west had similar success to these young women, I know that you know, those parents and everybody would have done something similar.
Right.
But you have such background history and tradition here that I can see how deep it goes. I don't think I've even seen nearly how deep it goes yet. It may be bottomless down there, but it's just amazing and really a pleasure to be part of it. And it's great for us to be able to bring it to folks who can't necessarily be in the gym or who want to hear a description of it as they watch.
You're exactly right. That is going to do it for us this week. Jim, thanks for hanging out with me just a little bit.
You bet, Aaron.
It has been more than a pleasure, as always, to be back with you after our holiday hiatus. We'll be back with you next week, same time, same place, to do this one more time. So in the immortal words of the Hall of Famer himself, he'd always say, trust and believe in yourself. You've got this. So from all of us at WRBI, including my friend John Heil back at the station. Again, Jim Williams with me as well. This is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. This has been Coach's Corner on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Listen Monday nights at 6 for Coach's Corner from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville on 103.9 WRBI. Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.